Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 283 of EdTech Alpha Minute. Today, we go to speak in this episode in the essential characteristics of a credible education sector plan. This episode is in the context of our analysis of the main documents related to the education sector planning, and this is also based in the document produced by the International Institute for Educational Planning from UNESCO and Global Partnership for Education, and is in the document Education Sector Plan Preparation. Then in this document they advise to have essential characteristics in the credible education sector plan. The first one is the overall vision. It's important to have an overall vision. For example, if we are using technologies for education at tech, we should consider the impact of these technologies not only in the education plan, but as a whole of the society, of the community, of the country, how this can impact in them. We will analyze this one by one later in later episodes, but now I want to give you a general view of this question. Second, it should be strategic. It means if we are including digital skills for teachers or for students, this will be integrated in overall digital skills in the country. Then this should be strategic. It should be holistic. Then we cannot solve one problem without solving several other problems related to the connectivity or related to other aspects in education. Then in this case, we are discussing here the education sector plan, but we are looking in detail, more in detail, in the role of technologies in this. It should be evidence-based. Then it's not be based only on a few ideas or empiric approaches, but we need to have evidence of what is proposed in the plan. It should be achievable. I think this is a key point because many plans are not exactly, don't take in consideration the capacity to achieve their aims in a specific context. It should be sensitive to the context, as they advise, and pays attention to the disparities. Then in many places, in many countries, there are a lot of disparities, for example, in terms of connectivity or affordability of the technology, or even the preparation of the infrastructure. Then if we look to these characteristics in the education plan and we consider them and their implications in education technologies, then all of them are really important when we design a strategy to implement education edtech, education technology in education. Then we go to look at this more in detail, but for now I keep this overview of the essential characteristics of a credible education sector plan preparation. Thanks for listening. You can download the document from our webpage. I hope this will be useful for you, and I hope to meet you in our next episode.